Today we're going to be looking at Ezekiel chapter 18. Ezekiel chapter 18. We've been looking in the previous broadcast at the nature of man according to the Bible. What does God say about mankind? What is our nature according to the Creator? And we've seen how that man has a body as well as a soul. Man is a mortal being as far as his physical nature is concerned. Man is also a sexual being, and God made us that way. Then in the last broadcast, we began to look at the fact that man is made in the image of God. And we talked about what that involves. Today, we're going to continue to talk about the fact that man is a spiritual being, that man has a soul, and we're going to look even more at what that involves. And especially, we're going to look at the responsibilities that we have because we are free moral agents in the sight of God. And in Ezekiel chapter 18, we have a wonderfully instructive passage here about the soul. In Ezekiel chapter 18, I want you to notice first of all, in verse 4, that God says, "Behold, all souls are mine. As the soul of the Father, so also the soul of the Son is mine. The soul that sinneth, it shall die." This passage says that every soul belongs to God. Now, we in this life talk about our children, and we talk about our family. And especially when we talk about a son or a daughter, we say, "This is my son," or "This is my daughter," or "My grandson," or "My granddaughter," and so forth. Well, we mean that, and that is true in a secondary sense. As far as flesh and blood is concerned, yes, you brought those people into this world. And so you are attached to them. You are related to them in that very, very close way. And I don't mean to minimize that at all. But at the same time, the Bible says in this passage that primarily those souls, even your children, belong to God. Now, we're entrusted with our children, especially during the growing years. We have the responsibility to train them, to discipline them, to provide for them, but they reach an age where they make their own decisions. They make their own decisions between right and wrong, between God and the devil, and even between heaven and hell. And they alone can make those decisions. We have no direct control over the free will of anybody else, including our children. And so I say this to encourage us as we look at Ezekiel 18, verse 4. I believe that this is a very comforting passage. For instance, when you have parents who have lost a child to death, that is a tragedy. That is one of the worst hurts, one of the most painful experiences that a human being can experience in this lifetime. One of the things that might help some is to realize that although we say and although we do strongly feel that this child is mine, that this child was mine, at the same time, this passage tells us that primarily that soul, the soul of our children, belongs to God. And so God is the owner. There is a relationship that God has to our children that even goes above the relationship that we have to our children. Now, I believe that it's comforting. I believe that it's helpful in another sense. And that is, sometimes parents do the best that they can to train their children to do what's right. They teach them between right and wrong, and they encourage them to do what is right, and they live before them a good life. But yet, there are cases where children, even though their parents taught them what was right, choose the wrong path. They go down the wrong road. They live a wild life, they live a sinful life, contrary to what their parents taught them. That does happen. And in those situations, parents oftentimes feel guilty. They feel an incredible load of guilt because of what their children are doing, even though they know and they tell themselves that they have done what was right, they did the best that they could in raising those children. Well, again, I believe that it's helpful in situations like that for parents to understand what Ezekiel 18, verse 4 says. And that is, when you talk about the pain that a child has caused you in life, and you say, well, that was my son that did that. That is my daughter that's causing that pain. Remember that when you talk about your son or your daughter, that you're talking about that in a secondary sense again. Because God says, actually, that son or that daughter belongs to me. God says, all souls are mine. Ezekiel 18, verse 4. And so we're given the duty and the obligation to provide for them and to have that special relationship with them for a short time here on the earth. But as far as the spirit is concerned, as far as eternity is concerned, those souls belong to God Almighty. Now, what I want us to do now is to look at the fact that in Ezekiel 18, the Bible plainly says that every soul is responsible for his or her actions. For instance, beginning in verse 6, the Bible talks in verse 5 about a man that is just and a man that does what is lawful and right. In verse 6 and 7 and 8 and 9, the Bible describes a good man. Here's a man who has not eaten upon the mountains. He's not an idolater, in other words. In verse 7, he has not oppressed any. He's not a man, the Bible says, in verse 8, that takes advantage of other people. In verse 9, he has walked in my statutes. He has kept my judgments to deal truly. He is just. He shall surely live, saith the Lord God. Now, who was responsible for this good man being a good man? Well, he was. He made that choice. He made those decisions to do what was right and to shun what was wrong. Now notice in verse 10 that this same good man has a son. Here is a good man now that has a child. He has a son. Now there's an old saying, like father, like son. Well, maybe in general that's true, or at least in some cases that is true. But it's not true in every case. And here the Bible gives us a case of a good man having a son that turns out to be bad. In verse 10, if he beget a son, now this is the righteous man that has a son, and he says that this son turns out to be a robber, a shedder of blood. He does not like to any one of these things, that is the good things that his father did. He does not any one of those duties, that is those good things that his father was responsible for. He defiles his neighbor's wife. He oppresses the poor and the needy. And the Bible says that he is just a crooked person. In verse 13, the Bible says he has given forth upon usury, and he has taken increase. Shall he live? He shall not live. He has done all these abominations. He shall surely die. His blood shall be upon him. So this man was responsible. So here is the case then of a good man having a son who turns out to be bad. Who was to blame for that son being bad? The son was. The son made his own way. The son made his own decisions just like his father did. So then what happens next is that there's a third generation that comes along. Verse 14, now lo, if he beget a son. Now the man here that is having a son is this bad man who was the son of this good man. This is the third generation now in verse 14. So this bad man now has a son, and that son sees all his father's sins which he has done. And what does he choose to do? Does he say, well, I'm going to be like my father? Well, there are cases where a son sees what his father has done, and he decides to be just as wicked as his father. That does happen, but not necessarily, and not in every case. Because here in Ezekiel chapter 18, verse 14, the Bible plainly tells us that this son of this bad man sees all his father's sins which he has done and considereth and doeth not such like. So the son sees what his father has done and what his father is doing. He thinks about it and he decides that he's not going down that road. He decides to be better than his father. He decides that he's not going to be the kind of man that his father was and his father is. Now, folks, that ought to be very encouraging when you see a case of a young man being raised by a bad father. Sometimes we're prone to say he doesn't have a chance. Sometimes we're prone to think that there's no way that he can ever learn to do right because his father was so bad. But that's not true. It's not true because God created us in His image. Every human being is created in the image of God. He has the capacity, he has the ability to choose what is right. But it's up to every individual. Every person makes his own choice. And that's what's happening here. So this son of the bad man decides that he's going to do what's right. And the Bible describes what a good person he turns out to be in verses 15, 16, and 17. He turns out to be just the opposite of who his father is. Now, how can you account for that? Other than to say that this young man has free moral agency and he has decided to do better. Well, the Bible tells us all the way down in verse 20 that the bottom line to it all is this, folks. The soul that sinneth, now this is Ezekiel 18, verse 20. The soul that sinneth, it shall die. Now the word die there means to die spiritually. This does not teach that after we leave this life, after our body dies, that eventually, in eternity, our soul will die, that our soul will cease to exist after this life. That's not what he's talking about. The word die there means to die a spiritual death. And spiritual death simply means that we are separated from God because of our sins. This is spiritual death, which means being in a lost state or a lost condition. So who is in a lost condition? Who is in that sinful state? Well, the soul that sins. Well, who is the soul that sins? It is the person that decides, that chooses to sin. And notice that he says in Ezekiel 18, verse 20, the son shall not bear the iniquity of the father, neither shall the father bear the iniquity of the son. The righteousness of the righteous shall be upon him, and the wickedness of the wicked shall be upon him. This passage denies inherited sin. This passage says that you do not inherit the sins of your parents, and you certainly don't inherit the sin of Adam. Again, Ezekiel 18, verse 20 says, the son shall not bear the iniquity of the father, any more than the father will bear the iniquity of the son. So if a man does right, he's responsible for it. If a man does wrong, he's responsible for that as well. That's the plain teaching of Ezekiel chapter 18, verse 20. The scriptures plainly teach that sin is a choice. It is not something that you're born with. It is something that you choose. Ezekiel 18, verse 20.